Okay, so like honestly, I don't know if people care about these rambles, but it's 1 a.m. and I'm eating. I just got done playing League. I kind of just wanna, since I want to get back into script writing with the shitty skills that I have, I thought it's best to kind of ramble about these scripts. I don't know. They're unfinished. There's this one script. I don't have a title for it yet, but it's an FRA, F sub, TA student paradynamic plot type of thing. I think originally it was supposed to be a professor student one. But yeah, I don't know. Writing it from the professor's point of view got kind of convoluted for me. I don't know why. yeah, this one was good. This was supposed to be my first. I think this was supposed to be my first script and audio for GWA instead of PTA. The very first audio that I did, the test audience and the part two of that was, they're both published on PTA, which I find a lot easier to deal with to create more SFW soft kind of comfort audios. And this was supposed to be my kind of breakthrough into GWA and SFW, but moaning into a mic is fucking weird to me. And I'm not used to that. But, yeah. I like the script. I kind of use in real life, what's it called? Like experience. Like, oh, I was a college student kind of thing. No, that doesn't really make any sense. Whatever. But basically, the script is, I really like it a lot. It doesn't make sense. There's like a lot of notes and stuff. There's a lot of notes that say filler shit or filler sex shit or whatever, I don't know. A lot of indecisiveness. I think for me, when it comes to script writing, the transition from plot to sex is a confusing part. And I don't know how to fill the gaps. Let's see. Oh, okay. So I wrote this a couple months ago, so I don't really remember much of it. Basically, the plot says YN is a senior level IT college student worried about the seminar's final project. The TA pulls the student aside, noting that YN is, despite being a top student in the course, stressed about the material. Both parties talk after class, and unbeknownst to her, the student still fails to grasp. Whoa, I'm like losing it. The student still fails to grasp the concepts. The two agree to coffee in a study session at the TA's apartment. You know, assuming TA and student are around the same age, so it's not as awkward. I feel like with that kind of plot, it would be very awkward if the professor, like an old ass dusty crusty professor, were to invite a student. I feel like that's kind of weird, even though I get the whole not age play, but age difference. But yeah, so I noted that the TA is confident, but confident and domineering in their profession, but a submissive and a bottom in their personal life. And the student's the kind of cocky, playful, knows how to toy with the TA, kind of gets under their skin. One key point I wanted to make in the script to kind of help me, I guess, improve my, not really voice acting. I'm just talking to a mic. I have no skills whatsoever. But tonal switches, since I always find those very interesting when I listen to audios, because I feel like I'm very monotone when I speak. And I feel like practicing tonal switches would be really good. But yeah, for this script, it's split into day one at school, and then day two in the apartment. So it could, I mean, it could be a two-parter or just a long pause in between to separate the 2 days. Two scenarios, two plots. But yeah, the sex shit was pretty cool to write, but I feel like acting it out, I could probably have someone fill it, but I've never done that, and I feel like I get defensive when people judge my writing skills. You know, I'm not the best, but I'm always willing to learn, but man, sometimes that shit hurts, you know? Oh, also another thing. Sound effects? That shit is so... I don't know what I'm fucking doing. I think I added sound effects in test audience part 2, maybe? But yeah, I feel like I didn't do a good job with that. I was kind of just like, how do I do this? Google this, Google that. But whatever. I think test audience part 2 got a better reception than the first part, funny enough. Since there's more like kissing and stuff like that. But yeah, there's door sounds, heels clicking, I think a watch ticking. I could add some like background chatter, but I've never really played around with multiple sound effects kind of just layered on top of each other. Oh, shuffling papers, writing scribbles. I gotta have a whole like Foley studio to do all this, because I'd rather it be organic than just taking audio or kind of like sound effects from the internet. Yeah, I really just feel like I'm writing a fan fiction. That's what it feels like. It's so funny. Yeah. Oh my god, one note says walkie sounds on carpet. I kinda hate myself sometimes. Oh, and laughing. If you've ever tried to like act and laughed, it's weird, dude. It's really, really weird. I can't do it. Even if I look up like a funny video or a funny TikTok or meme, it just does not feel organic at all. I should just like record a laugh track and just like copy and paste that whenever a laugh is needed. Yeah. Oh well.